This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big transportation infrastructure story so far this week is the looming demolition and reconstruction of the much-maligned LaGuardia Airport in New York. $4 billion, for starters, probably, over about 3 years or so. California, meanwhile, is already at work on the biggest infrastructure project in the country right now, a high-speed rail line between San Francisco and Los Angeles that'll have trains zipping along at more than 200 miles an hour. Nearly $70 billion for starters, probably. And the project is not without controversy, both over its budget and for some cities in the proposed path of that train. Jeff Tyler, though, found a place that is looking forward to the fast train.
About 60 miles northeast of downtown Los Angeles, Palmdale is a hot desert city of about 150,000 people. In vacant dirt lots, Joshua trees tilt like cactus scarecrows. The high-speed rail project could be this city's gravy train.
I'm here at the Palmdale train station, which is currently just a one-room operation. It's got a few benches where passengers can wait for either the bus or the train.
It's not going to look nothing like this. It's going to be totally different. It's going to be a 10-track station.
That's Rich Poston. He does architectural design and owns three companies that may get a piece of the work on high-speed rail.
We would be happy with getting a $500,000 contract. And then remember, once we do that here, there's 22 stations. So, I mean, we can duplicate that and go to other areas and bid on those stations as well.
Poston is a member of the local African-American Chamber of Commerce. High-speed rail represents a big opportunity for small, minority-owned firms because about 30% of the work is supposed to go to them. So large, bonded companies want to partner with qualified, minority-owned small businesses.
If they don't get the minority participation, they can't win the bid. They're looking for us in the daytime with a flashlight.
He says these are rich opportunities for workers with the right skills.
For the electrician, I would say it's at least $46 to $50-something dollars an hour. Now, to me, that's mortgage-paying job, and that's not a little cheap house on top of that.
The high-speed rail would also improve the lives of Palmdale commuters. Currently, the train takes about 2 hours to get to Los Angeles. The bullet train could cut that time down to 20 minutes. Sammy Holtz lives here and travels for work.
What kind of an impact would it have on your working life to have the high-speed rail come through Palmdale?
It allowed me to look for work in more different major cities for work, and having this rail, it'd be really easy to get there because travel time is really short.
Shorter travel times could also have a big impact on real estate. Palmdale has traditionally been an outpost for people who can't afford to buy property in Los Angeles.
It's really affordable. That's one of the reasons that a lot of people move into the area. You can have a house and pay a lot less, most of the times half of what you pay in the LA area.
Marco Henriquez is a broker and owns Amigo Real Estate. He showed me a house on the east side of town.
So what are we looking at here?
This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, built in 1985. It has been rehab, repaint, and new carpet.
About 1,400 square feet. Henriquez calls it a typical starter home. The price tag, $190,000. After the rail project is completed, living here and commuting to L.A. for work starts to sound a lot more doable. As demand increases, Henriquez expects prices could rise 20 to 25%.
I mean, you'll basically make more money. The price of the property will go up.
Other industries could also benefit from the shortened commute times. Roxana Martinez owns Lucky Roxy's Cafe. She often doesn't see her regulars during the work week because so much of their free time is eaten by the commute.
By the time they get home, it's practically like 7:30, 8 o'clock. The kids are going to sleep, so they're not really going to go out and dine. And so I think that just having that station here and reducing the commute, I see it as a benefit to us. I see, you know, more customers coming in.
Roxy's customers rave about the cafe's country gravy. And while it is too much to call high-speed rail her gravy train, it will help her sell more gravy. In Palmdale, California, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Coming up tomorrow from Jeff, a neighboring town that is not so wild about the high-speed rail.